Hey, Yael.
Hey, Don.
What are you up to today?
I'm going to the gym.
Are you going to become a bodybuilder?
It's not about muscles for me, Don. I go to the gym to keep a healthy brain.
I never thought about lifting weights as a way to keep my brain in shape.
Neither did I until recently. And it's not just lifting weights that helps, but any physical activity. It could be taking a brisk walk, yoga, or riding a bike. Moderate or vigorous aerobic activity is especially good.
How did scientists discover the connection?
In the 1980s, researchers studying the role of exercise in treating cardiovascular disease noticed that it seemed to reduce symptoms of depression, so they decided to look into it. Now, almost 40 years later, a growing amount of evidence suggests that exercise may be one of the most effective ways to alleviate depression when you have it, and to protect against it when you don't. In experiments comparing different forms of treatment, regular exercise, cognitive behavioral therapy, or medication, exercise worked just as well as the others. And though we need more data, people who continue to exercise may experience lower rates of relapse. Some clinical psychologists even argue that exercise may be just as beneficial as medication for certain patients, especially those with mild to moderate depression.
How can it be so effective?
While there's no consensus, part of the reason might be because exercise can strengthen the brain's resistance to stress.
You've convinced me to hit the gym to strengthen my brain.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.